Hi there. Welcome to New Horizons Podcast. Today, let's break down two essential tools for protecting your credit, fraud alerts and credit freezes. Both are designed to safeguard your personal information, but they work differently. Think of a fraud alert as a warning flag. When you place a fraud alert, creditors are prompted to verify your identity before opening new accounts. It's a great first step if you suspect your information might be at risk, say, after a data breach. There are two types of fraud alert. 1. A standard alert lasts 90 days and can be renewed. 2. An extended alert provides 7 years of protection but requires proof of identity theft, like a police report. A credit freeze, on the other hand, is like locking your credit file in a vault. Locked, it completely blocks access to your report unless you lift the freeze using a PIN or password. This makes it nearly impossible for fraudsters to open accounts in your name. However, it's a bit more work. You'll need to contact each credit bureau individually to place or lift the freeze. Fraud alerts are free, easier to set up, and don't disrupt your credit access. Credit freezes offer stronger protection, but require more management, especially if you're applying for credit. So, which one should you choose? Use a fraud alert if you suspect your information has been compromised but still need flexible access to your credit. Opt for a credit freeze for maximum security, ideal for victims of identity theft or those with minimal need for new credit. In today's world, protecting your financial health is a must. Whether you go with an alert, a freeze, or both, staying proactive can save you a lot of stress down the road. This has been New Horizons Podcast, helping you secure your financial future. To learn more about fraud alerts and credit freeze, visit our website at www.newhorizon.org. Stay secure and take control of your credit.